Fan Performance USA. The greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospital and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Sergeant Bill Stewart ushering in another half-hour potpourri of fun and music cooked up under the title of Command Performance. The ingredients are mixed in as ordered in your letters, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And chief cook tonight is that lovely 20th Century Fox Eiffel who keeps them cooking on the front burners, Carol Landis.
Well, thank you, and hi, you fellas and gals. Well, let's get right down to business and bring in a young man who's made one of the most amazing rises in entertainment history. He's done loads of commands, and you keep asking for more. Seems you just can't get enough of him. But then again, neither did he. Of course, I mean Frank Sinatra.
Josephine or Imogene or Mame, and I could have married Sally Lou or Letsy, what's her name? But I thought and thought and thought and thought, and now my heart's at rest, 'cause I have picked out two of them, and you can have the rest. I got a gal I love in North and South Dakota. There ain't no difference in my love, not one iota. I guess that two gals puts me one above the quota. Still, I got a gal in North and South Dakota. Ooh, ooh, wish I knew which of my two loves is true. I got a gal I love in North and South Dakota. There ain't no difference in my love, not one iota. Just wait till they hear about the gal in Minnesota. It's the situation, partner, that vexes. Guess I'll go back to the gal I love in Texas. I've even lost that gal in Minnesota. It's a situation, partner, that Texas. If I had the nerve, I could go back to Texas. Guess I'll go back to the gal I love in Texas.
Hey, Pito, hold the horse.
Well, Frank.
Thanks, Carol. That one was especially aimed at PFC Frank Kirstie in Ansbach, Germany. Say, Carol.
What is it, Frank?
Do you have a copy of Forever Amber?
No, I don't. And now, fellas...
You sure you don't have a copy of Forever Amber?
Yes. Fellas, next on the...
Gee whiz, I just got to get a copy of Forever Amber.
All right. Why?
Hold on to something. One leg of my ping pong table is 2 inches short.
Well, Frankie, I'll see what I can do for you later. But right now we have orders to present a sparkling musical group, Nottingham Cold on the Alan Young Show, singing smart songs in their own smart style, the Smart Set. Wasn't that fine, Frank?
That was Peachy, Cal. That one was aimed especially at P.F. Oh, no, that's the other stage. Well, good night, Cal.
Good night? Wait a minute, Frank. You practically just got here. What's the hurry? Got
to be in bed by 9. I'm in training, you know. I'm going to take up boxing again.
Oh, no. No, not that. Frankie, I remember the night you fought battling Nijinsky. He really knocked your brains out.
Yeah, great fight, wasn't it?
I was present the night Slugger McGurk flattened you with that right hook in the first round.
Yeah, I was hot that night.
I noticed you never fought Joe Louis.
Nah, he's been too cowardly about the whole thing.
Joe Louis, cowardly?
He's just scared he'd kill me. Are you kidding me?
You really loved the ring, didn't you?
I'll say, loved it, loved it.
I thought so. Every time you got in, you kissed the canvas.
Hey, that's a good one, by
George. I'm surprised that you want to go back to fighting, Frank.
Oh, I'm at home in the ring, Carol. I used to slither around that ring like an eel. They used to call me the Jersey ringworm.
That, I believe.
And I had a sensational corkscrew punch. My own invention, you know. It'd start from right above the right knee, see? Then I'd twist my wrist, turn my body at the same time, all the while putting plenty of shoulder behind it.
That sounds great.
Yeah, it was great. But like every other great punch, it had a flaw.
What was that?
The recoil used to knock me flat on my ankle.
Frank, how come you gave up fighting?
Well, I had a little trouble with my eyes.
Trouble with your eyes?
Mm-hmm. After every second round, I always seemed to be looking up at my opponent.
Oh. Tell me, who was your last fight with?
Some bum named No Nose Norman or something. Yeah, that was it. And I was really framed. Why, I would have won the fight if he hadn't been helped by that guy.
What guy? You mean the referee?
No, I mean the guy that kept throwing me back in the ring all the time.
Oh, terribly interesting, Frank. But right now, it's time to bring on an old friend of yours. He's made lots of friends when he was on Don McNeil's Breakfast Club program.
Who got up that early?
And, and when he was on Duffy's Tavern, and also when he was with Paul Whiteman. Just back from 3.5 years overseas as part of Uncle Sam's army, it's Clark Dennis. You're going to be called back for lots of encores.
Say, Carol, here's a very flattering letter asking for me.
How do you know?
Well, listen. Dear Command Performance, please let us hear from that grand entertainer, the dean of all showmen, the man with the most unique voice in the world.
Oh, Frankie, relax a minute. That's not you. That request is for the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
Stage with a voluptuous bum. Wait a minute. The guy that wrote this don't know how to spell. Give me the question. Give me the question again.
Where you been all this time?
I was backstage with a voluptuous blonde.
You should have quit when you were asked, kid.
Gee whiz, with a voluptuous blonde? No fooling.
Well, just a little.
You mean you're actually sitting there necking?
Why, at your age, you ought to be ashamed.
At my age, I ought to be proud. Durante, you mad fool, you.
You know,
Frankie, what sauce for the goose is a lot of fun.
I know what you mean.
But going from the ridiculous to the continuity, I'm glad to see you, Frankie. I got a date tonight, and I'd like to borrow your car.
Well, you're welcome to it, Jim, but I think I ought to warn you, there's no gas in the car.
So what? Who wants a drive? All right. That kind of cat.
Usher, stand erect. Add a little class to the joint.
Jim, listen. Forget girls for a moment. Just tell me, isn't it thrilling working on our new picture out at MGM?
It is thrilling, frankly. Why, only today I rubbed elbows with Clark Gable, Jose Iturbe, Ben Johnson, and everybody.
Gee whiz. You rubbed elbows with all those celebrities?
I had to. They wouldn't shake hands with me.
That's the conditions that prevail. But, Jim, you know, I don't like the dressing room they gave us.
Yeah, every time I walk in, a loose board swings up and hits me in the face.
I don't mind getting hit in the face going in. It's the going out that bothers me.
My boy, you said that.
This phone call's for you, Jimmy.
Hello. No, absolutely not. No, not a chance. Unequivocally no. Positively not. No. Finally and definitely no. No, no.
Who was it, Jimmy?
Betty Graver. But that is neither Tom, Dick, nor Harry James. Pardon me, folks, I've still got splinters in my teeth.
Splinters in your teeth? How come?
I just ate a club sandwich. I got a million of them. But what an experience I just had redecorating my apartment, Frankie.
Well, that I can imagine. After you know absolutely nothing about interior decorating.
That's a slur. Beneath this inferior exterior lies a superior interior decorator. That's not in the script, you know. I've completely rearranged my furniture. In my living room, I have a Morris chair with an antimacassar that I got from my Auntie Matilda, a bird's-eye maple desk, a drunken fife hat rack, an overstuffed end table, an understuffed sofa, a tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hiya, Frank. Just thinking about all that moving makes me so fatigued, I gotta relax. So I sits down in my chair with the petty point seat, but I jumps up again. One of those petties was pointier than I thought. Nevertheless, I pushes the Morris chair with the love seat, the understuffed sofa with the bird's eye maple desk, the overstuffed end table with the drunken fife hat rack, and under the arch I place the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hiya, Frank. Now my exterior is decorated in true Tarami style. I looks around and what do you know? My bird's eye desk is now cockeye Mabel. Cockeyed Mabel, I sure. They left out the D. You know, education is not too good.
Continue.
Why, it got too close to the drunken fight. Well, we lost that gag. I split it up. Once again, I drags the Morris chair to the understuffed sofa, drags the understuffed sofa to the... So once again, I drags the Morris chair to the understuffed sofa, drags the understuffed sofa to the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hiya, Frank. Then I drags the tall chest of drawers to the cockeyed maple desk, drags the cockeyed maple desk to the understuffed sofa, and drags the overstuffed end table to the drunken five hat bag. By this time, my furniture isn't the only thing that's dragging. Then I picks up the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
Hi, Frank. Picks it up, place on my back, starts across the room, and bang. I trips over my hooked rug. I should never have hooked it in the first place. Down I go, and down crashes the tall chest of drawers.
Hi, boy.
No, now it's two low boys.
Low boys?
No, Frank. Just then the door opens and who walks in? My downstairs neighbor, Mr. Fishadoo.
We'll translate that later on.
He takes one look at the busted furniture and gives me a nose to match. Burning up, I says, how dare you strike me in my apartment? He says, your apartment, this is mine. You live in the joint upstairs. Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you start off each day with a song.
James of Franklin. And now the schedule says this is where the smart set come back with their encore, 5 minutes more.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Give me 5 minutes more,
only 5 minutes
you know the Sunday morning. You can't sleep late. Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay. Let me stay in your arms, Daisy. Won't you give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes more?
And now it's time for Frank Sinatra to make the evening complete. It's his own special version of The Things We Did Last Summer. Frank?
Hey, Jim, not yet.
The boat ride we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong. The things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pass. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the look we got when we got back. Leaves began to fade like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I remember all winter long. Like promises we made, how could a love that seemed so right go wrong? The things we did last summer, I'll remember.
Mighty sweet and mighty spoony. Now, I'm afraid that brings us to curtain time on another session of Old Command Performance. There's just enough space left on the tag end of the show to say thanks for asking us in, and those thanks come also from the smart set, Clark Dennis, Jimmy Durante, and Frank Sinatra.
Keep those letters coming in, gang.
My regards to our boys stationed all over the world in Berlin and Tokyo and Corio, and especially those stationed in San Bidu. Night, Mrs. Calabash.
And this is Carol Anderson saying good night, all.
Thank you.
program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Commission. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.